Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at LincolnLandAgriEnergy.com.
This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. Gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 4.99, up 2 1/4 on the open. September 5.10, up 2 1/4. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 3.79, up 5 on the open. September 3.99 1/2, up 4 1/2. December 4.18 1/2, up 4. March 4.33, up 2 1/4 on the open. July corn opened at 232, up 3 1/2 on the open. September 245 1/2, up 5 3/4. December 260 1/2, up 6. March 271 1/2, up 5 1/4 on the open. July oats opened at 210 1/2, down 1/2 on the open. September 186, down 1/4. July beans opened at 592, up 10 1/4 on the open. August 599 1/2, up 10 1/2. September 605 1/2, up 9 1/4. November 622, up 12 1/2. January 633, up 13 1/2. March 637, up 8 1/2. May 641, up 6 on the open. July soybean meal opened at 175.30, up 290 on the open. August 177, up 310. July soybean oil opened at 25.95, up 31 on the open. August 26.18, up 35. At the Merck, August feeders open at 115, unchanged on the open. September 115, down 40. October 114.30, down 20 on the open. June live cattle open at 83.85, unchanged on the open. August 85.65, up 7 1/2. July lean hogs open at 71.85, down 25 on the open. August 69.70, up 22 1/2. October 60.90, down 15. And July bellies open at 96.60, down 37 1/2 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike. All right, we don't have Mike on the phone right now. In fact, we'll have to go ahead and look at the current prices for you. Taking a look at the range of prices right now, and we do that. Wheat trading now anywhere from down 1 to down 2 3/4. Corn trading anywhere from up 1 1/4 in the September 2007 contract to up 4 3/4 in the December 2006 contract. Over in the soybean pit right now, the current range of trading anywhere from up 7 in the May 2007 contract to up 11, and that is the November harvest month. It's trading now at 6.20. It's been as high today as 6.23. Taking a look at some outside markets for you. August crude oil at 73.70 is up 18. The CRB 344.48 up 2.18. And then that gold market, that supportive of soybeans this morning, that according to traders, it in the August contract, we're looking at 613.50. It's up 24.60. Go ahead and go back to the phones and pick up Mike Zuzolo. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
I want to give you a clean slate and just ask you a general question because we got some more pieces of the puzzle with the acreage and grain stocks reports. In corn, given a trend line yield and given regular weather, what does this imply for prices come harvest?
For corn, it implies to us, Dave, we're going to need to probably go back up towards that old springtime contract high of around 275. And, you know, obviously the first stop is the 50-day moving average in December of around 268 3/4. And the reason we say that is if you use the June 9th supply and demand numbers and today's acreage number, corn carryover is going to be around 1.4. before. It also says that this recent trade is confirming that we're losing stocks on corn through both a strong demand where the exports have increased on weaker prices and lower supplies from USDA, with today's report showing not as big an acreage increase as we think the trade was trading, and the grain stock showing we're only 1% above last year at this time. And that's really where it comes back into the fact that we really want basis in the cash market and the spreads to show some leadership here, because we don't have more than 1% of grain stocks in terms of corn than we had last year at this time. So do we really need this wide of a basis?
Well, that's a very interesting question. When we talk to those who take care of basis, they seem to suggest it could get a little bit sloppy come harvest.
Yeah, I mean, overall, you know, they would say, look, you're going to have total grain stocks over last year. And that's absolutely right. When you throw corn, beans, and wheat on top of each other, this morning's numbers are 6.5% more than last year on June 1. But it really goes back to the corn and the demand we're looking at the export market. And, you know, keep in mind, Dave, a big issue that we were really fighting was yesterday's Federal Reserve meeting, and the dollar has broken support. The euro's making new highs, and you mentioned about the gold. Keep in mind that as the dollar goes down, if the corn market goes higher, the demand base and the export market is not necessarily hurt, because it's a scratch due to the fact that their currencies are buying more corn on our weaker dollar. And so that's where we go back to. It should not be much of a struggle if the cash and basis will at least support the market here, be able to get back up to that 50-day moving average of 268.75, and then hopefully get all the way back up to 275 area.
You mentioned the Fed yesterday. That's interesting to me, not so much about the 0.25% basis increase, but the language of the report suggesting maybe, just maybe, they come back in August and don't do anything.
Yeah, I thought it was the best language you could ever ask for from the Federal Reserve, especially a lot of new voting members and a brand new head of the Fed. I mean, they took a hands-off attitude in their rhetoric. You hit it on the nose, that the incoming information, quote-unquote, that they were going to wait on it before making more adjustments, signaled to the market, the commodity funds and the stock funds both, that they're not going to constrain growth by over-tightening and being too hawkish. And it was really nice to see the vote was unanimous. And it also was nice to hear them say that recent indicators suggest economic growth is moderating. So they clearly wanted to present a balanced attitude, and that really helped out this liquidity in these markets, both financial markets and equities and the commodities. So, you know, Dave, it's funny. You put together today's report in USDA, especially in the corn versus what the trade was expecting. You put together what the weather is looking like out in the Western Corn Belt, and you throw on top of that the FOMC meeting. We're very pleased. We're cautiously optimistic that we've overdone it to the downside in the cash market, especially for corn, and we'll see how it plays out the next week or two.
Have we also overdone it now to the downside in soybeans?
Well, that's a good question, because now you're dealing with, if you use today's acreage numbers and the June 9th report there, bean carryover around 580, in terms of 580 million bushels, but the beans don't have the same characteristics as corn. They haven't seen an increase in demand as prices have dropped. So you have a lower supply data number from USDA in this morning's report, but you also don't have that strengthening demand. And what that says to us is prices go higher, you're going to constrain demand even more. And so, again, the key factor there is the dollar. If the dollar weakens, that won't mean as much, especially because it'll kind of hamstring and tie the hands of the Brazilians to sell their beans. But it really is a hinge point. That dollar is a real hinge point right now for what we can expect through midsummer. People have said, well, isn't this market break we've had here recently more due to weather and people thinking that the market is, you know, going to be okay and pollination is going to be okay? And we think there's some of that, but we really think that the liquidity being sucked out of the market due to the central bank rhetoric 30 days ago is just as important, if not more, to corn and bean prices at this time of year than anything else is.
So how much more break in the U.S. dollar might we see over the summer?
Well, if you can break, you know, below this 84.50 level in the September futures, then you're probably looking at maybe another 2-2.5%. The good side of this is that it looks like the trade is buying euros and they're buying the yen, and that's really good for us because it helps our domestic, or it helps our export demand stay very, very firm, even if our prices at the board and the cash market and the export Gulf market go higher.
Have about a minute left. I want to spend a little bit time on the wheat. The thing that caught my eye, Mike, was harvested wheat acres increased by USDA by a million.
Yeah, that hurt the market. It hurt the trade in the opening. We think it also was hurt, you know, the fact that we probably see some wheat corn spread unwinding here in the opening minutes, Dave. The other thing goes back to the stocks. The stocks report showed a 5 million bushel more, bigger number than the highest estimate out there. The trade looked at that and your harvested acreage issue as, oh, you've seen both an increase in supply and that slack demand has been proven by USDA's numbers today. But that's something we can shake off because the trade also knows that there's very little in terms of new crop wheat coming to market because of the way the market has seen this the Southern Plains dryness affect the production.
Thanks much, Mike.
Thanks for having us, Dave. Have a nice day.
You too. Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3751. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
You're listening to WILO Urbana in the studio, Focus 580 host David Inge.
Hi, Dave.
First hour, sir.